Welcome, Fiona. Fiona is the founder of WordTalk. She's been using an inquiry-based study of English orthography for well over 15 years. Fiona travels the world offering workshops and coaching in English orthography. This year, the elementary school are fortunate to be working with her throughout the year. So, Fiona, let's start with an important question. Can you explain what word inquiry is?
Well, that's a great question to start with. So word inquiry is the inquiry into English words, or more formally, our orthography. So every language has its own orthography, that is the writing system at the word level. And contrary to popular belief, English orthography is not the hot mess that we often think it is. It's not totally random, but in fact it can be investigated and we can explain the spellings that we have. So I think this is fabulous because it means that we can involve our students in the investigation, which in turn develops their critical thinking skills and their agency as they discover that they can find out about the structure of words.
So true. Student agency is so important to us at ISB, particularly to empower students is our real goal. So what do you wish you had known as a young girl learning how to spell?
Well, the thing that I really wish that I had known is that all words are built with meaning-based blocks. We can call these blocks morphemes, but the important part is to know that every word in English has a base and that we can add prefixes and suffixes to the base to build words that then will be related. They'll be linked in both structure and meaning. So once you know that, you have a bit of a puzzle that you can start to explore words and try and figure out, well, what is the base and what does it actually mean? And then you find these links, which can sometimes be surprising, but they're also interesting because they help us with our comprehension. So knowing, for example, that consequence and sequence are related, or equal and equator, you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, similar today, right? We had inspiration and perspiration.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If only we'd all been taught to look at words in this way. So, Fiona, finally, what is your top tip for a child to read a word that they're stuck on?
Well, my top tip would be to encourage them to spell the word out loud by the letter names.
So can you say more on that?
Yeah, so if you, often we say sound it out, but you don't really know. If you're stuck on a word, how do you know what the sounds will be? Because we know that English, that letters can represent more than one sound. So if we spell by the letter names, at the very least, the child is looking at every letter in the word, and often by the time they get to the end of the word, they've figured out what the word will be because they're thinking through the different sounds that could possibly, that the letters could make, and also they're looking for structures, the meaning-based structures, like, oh, there's a suffix that I know, or, oh, I've seen that base before.
Yeah, makes sense. Fiona, thank you for your quick insight into word inquiry. And look, I'm already seeing a growing excitement around words with both the teachers and the students.
Oh, that's great to know. Well, it's been a pleasure working with you, and I'm looking forward to continuing to work with you.